It's funny to see these, so funny to see these rigged predators in the media trying to gaslight all of us into ditching cryptocurrency. Oh, Larry Fink, you know, Larry Fink shorted Bitcoin or demolished Bitcoin with his inherited money. So now let's just leave crypto. No, not so fast. Not so fast, you fuckers. I mean, crypto is doing great. You have acceptance by PayPal. They're letting people send crypto to each other, you know, user to user later this year. You can already buy the leading cryptos on PayPal. You got Fidelity, multi-trillion dollar financial services company, wants to add 401k Bitcoin options later this year for people. You got, you know, Chipotle taking cryptocurrency as a payment option. You got the Swiss watchmaker Tag also taking crypto. So many positive developments. You got three ETFs in the United States based on Bitcoin futures. Not one ETF, but you got three. You have two countries on planet Earth, on two continents, right? You got the Central African Republic in Africa, and you have El Salvador, both of which taking cryptocurrency, taking Bitcoin as legal tender, meaning you can use it as currency without a tax event in their country. So, truly incredible progress. And yet along comes Larry Fink and he dumps out on our precious crypto. And then in concert, in unison, these fuckers in the media try to cave in our precious asset class. Not so fast, you fucks. That's called collusion. In any fair universe, fucking Larry Fink would be investigated by the SEC. But no, they only investigate crypto startups and people who speak out against the administration, like Elon Musk. That's who the SEC investigates. They have no interest in actually creating or maintaining a level playing field. Larry Fink can be a predator with the money he was born into, and he goes to conferences like the Milken Institute and the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He goes to these notorious globalist conferences, and they pat him on the back and say, "Good little Finky. Good little Finky, here you go. Good little Fink, you're doing such a good job as a globalist, keeping all the other Americans down with your money." But I say, fuck that, you're a predator, Larry Fink. Everybody listening should pull their money out of BlackRock. If your employer uses that piece of shit, ask for a different administrator for your 401k. Say, I can't support BlackRock anymore because they caved in my precious crypto. I'd like another administrator. It's that simple. It's that simple. Nobody is above market forces. This guy's a predator. He's not better at money than the rest of us. He was just born into way more than any of us will ever see. And he doesn't use it for good stuff. At least Elon Musk is advancing human spaceflight and stuff. And he made his money. Like I said on one of those videos this morning on TikTok, you almost have to respect globalists like Eric Schmidt and Larry Ellison at Oracle and all these other guys, because they at least made their own way. They at least made their own money. They innovated, you know, Eric Schmidt in the case of Google, Larry Ellison with Oracle. They saw that software or search engines or whatever were going to be the future, and they bet their whole lives on it. Just like Elon Musk bet his whole life on the SpaceX stuff working and Tesla working. They put their whole lives behind what they believed in and made their own money. And then you have Larry Fink. Larry Fink is not, you know, intellectually the same as an Eric Schmidt or Larry Ellison. He's a whiny baby who was born into his money, and he can't compete with cryptocurrency's rise fairly. So malicious dump out, and then these shill media outlets trash crypto. Not so fucking fast. You got the highest inflation in 40 years. Why would crypto prices be immune to that inflation? Well, because they orchestrated this dump out and then media attack. They think we're all so dumb. That's what blows my mind, too, is these globalist rats think we're all so dumb and we're just going to take unlimited abuse from people who, in theory, are our fellow citizens. We're just going to take unlimited abuse. No. The other day, somebody said they reported me to the FBI because I said a civil war is coming to America. Now, I clarified in that episode, I'm not advocating violence. Just as an analyst, I see that's what's most likely ahead. And the more you fucks suppress us, the more likely it becomes. Guys like Larry Fink basically make a civil war inevitable. Because what does he use his money on? Making the rest of us poor, Oh, and pushing the vaccine. His other big thing was pushing the vaccine on everybody. Well, now you got sudden adult death syndrome. The media is saying, don't you know about sudden adult death syndrome? It's normal for previously healthy people in their 20s and 30s to get a heart attack while they're asleep and just drop dead. Totally normal. No, you're gaslighting the mass casualty event from these mRNA vaccines that aren't good stuff. Clot shots. These people are so fucking pathetic. They use their media to gaslight us. Their media doesn't carry as much weight anymore. Don't give up the ship. Don't give up the ship, folks. Not financial advice. Crypto hasn't gone anywhere. They're terrified of Bitcoin, which is why they have to do predatory things like what Larry Fink did. Otherwise, they would just leave it the fuck alone. They would just let it find its own price. But no, they can't do that because they're scared. Fuck these folks. Born into their money, predators. We would have left them alone, but they chose to spend the last few years forcing a clot shot on all of us and un-American, unconstitutional travel restrictions, shutdown of businesses. There will be a civil war. And a percentage of you guys don't fucking get it. You keep saying there have been no side effects to the shots. Why won't you take it, Seaman? You're just in your own world. There have been tons of side effects. Just, you know, banning anybody who talks about it and denying the sudden adult death syndrome is clearly from the vaccines doesn't mean there are no side effects. It means you're in your own fucking world. And increasingly, those of us who are awake, we're not going to take this abuse anymore. We're 100% not going to take this abuse anymore. So you can report me to the FBI all you want. I'm not sitting here stitching, you know, uniforms together. I'm not going to be leading the ranks in the coming civil war. I'm not fucking John Connor. I'm just an analyst who's saying when you push people this far, when you take away their money and their jobs and their basic rights as citizens, they will burn you to the fucking ground. Absolute fact. People are done with this. That's the thing that some of you guys aren't hearing. Some of you little pukes in D.C. and Virginia just aren't hearing from the masses. They're about ready to chop your fucking heads off. And again, I'm not advocating violence. I'm not organizing anything. I'm not a member of a militia or anything like that. I don't even have a gun. Just the person who's saying, in my opinion, when you mass poison billions and when you rob us of our hard-won crypto, there will be a fucking civil war. Thank you so much. Oh, and speaking of which, no respect for the FBI. You're going to report me for doing podcasts? The FBI investigated journalists talking about Pizzagate back in 2017. Trump, supposedly such a good guy. Well, why did he have his FBI looking at journalists covering the WikiLeaks emails? You know, the walnut sauce and pizza emails I covered on yesterday's episode. Why did the people covering that get investigated and not the people in the emails? True cover-up. True absolute cover-up, folks. And if you enjoy these episodes, leave a tip from time to time or get the newsletter. Link will be in the description so you get my weekly updates. Don't leave me out here in the cold. You know, we got a top 50 podcast in America at the moment. Support it. I'm not making any money. All these theories, oh, you're being paid to say this stuff. Who pays me to say this stuff? This stuff is literally against their agenda. Nobody is paying me, and I don't have unlimited resources. So the tips and stuff definitely help. Thank you again.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.